Sustainable tourism, a fad or a growing movement that heralds a greener future for our holidays? That's just one of the issues discussed at the Ecotourism and Sustainable Tourism Conference. Kostas Krist from Beyond Green Travel was one of the keynote speakers.
Well, I certainly don't think sustainable tourism is a fad. We have been in an evolution of the travel and tourism industry, you know, going back really into the early 1970s. Kind of starting around Earth Day, 1973, and moving the agenda of the environment in the tourism industry since that time. It's gained more momentum in the last 15, 20 years. So unless one considers 30 years a passing trend or a fad, I would say it's here to stay. I can't predict the future. What I can say is that there are two realities, okay, that we have to come to terms with. One of them is that we live on a planet of finite resources. The bottom line is we either get sustainability right as a society, or we will become the victims of our own inability not to get sustainability right. In other words, you know, the water we drink becomes polluted, the air that we breathe becomes polluted, the land that we farm on becomes polluted. At the end of the day, we are that land, we are that water, you know, we are that air, we are part of this great thing called planet Earth. Humans are not separate from it. So we have to get this right for our own survival. That's one piece of it. The other piece of it is that I do believe, yes, we have challenges ahead of us to harness this beast, this large thing called travel and tourism, which has the opportunity to do so much good, but can also do a lot of damage. But one day, I do believe that all tourism will be based on sustainable principles. We won't have to divide it up into sustainable and non-sustainable. It will just be simply a message of saying tourism, and tourism itself will operate according to these principles of environment and giving back to planet and people.
We've talked about tourism a lot in relation to the operators and the lodges that you stay in and those kinds of things. But there's this kind of elephant in the room of the airlines. And often they get ignored because they're part of our journey, but they're not really our holiday. So we just jump on the plane and we get to our holiday and then we start thinking about being sustainable. How much do you think that is going to change and is changing?
I think it's going to change, and I think it is changing. First of all, I think airlines, you know, in general, the more they improve their general service, I think we can all look forward to the airplane being a pleasing experience that is part of our holiday. On the other hand, we are seeing right now, for example, Air New Zealand as one case, even Japan Airlines. We're seeing Virgin, of course, which in the UK many people know. What I'm getting at is that airlines are trying to improve their sustainability practices. This whole notion of, well, flying around the world on a holiday is an oxymoron that can't be sustainable. That's a false argument, in my opinion. The reason for that is if I were able at this moment to flick a switch and just say shut down every airline on the planet, over, just like you turn off a light, far from saving the planet, we would unleash a conservation nightmare. It's counterintuitive because right now the only reason, for example, we're having this interview in East Africa, the only reason the Serengeti still has the largest land migration of wildlife on the planet is because people are going there to see it. The only reason why the Coral Triangle, which has the richest, most biodiverse marine environment on our planet in Southeast Asia, still has some semblance of being intact is because people are willing to travel there and go on diving trips and snorkel in those waters. That's what's giving the incentive for governments to protect these places. I could go on with those kinds of examples. So the issue isn't how do we stop travel or how do we stop planes. The issue is how do we get it right and keep the pressure on to ensure that we can use our technology to improve our environmental footprint.
That's Kostas Krist from Beyond Green Travel.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.